Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Authorities in China have arrested 1,000 people they say are spreading rumors about the world ending tomorrow. They, of course, aren't the only ones. There's a website, December21, 2012.com, all things Mayan apocalypse. But the people detained in China are members of a Christian sect that evolved, according to police, into a doomsday cult when this Hollywood export became a blockbuster there a few years back.
This mass suicide was discovered here in the ancient Mayan city of Tikal. The victims adhere to the Mayan calendar, which predicts that the end of time will coincide with a planetary alignment on the 21st of December of 2012.
Hello?
Kate, I've rented a plane. Pack up the kids.
The governor just said we're fine now.
You call me back when you calm down.
It seems the worst is over.
Beware of people who say that. A clip from the movie 2012. Doomsayers have always fixated on dates. Remember Y2K? This time around, they're called Y12ers. They believe that when the 5,000-year-old Mayan calendar resets tomorrow, it will bring end times. Yeah, it's kind of funny, but also serious. CNN reports on a man in North Carolina building a new special assault rifle for tomorrow's events. Anthony Avini is an astronomy and anthropology professor at Colgate University and author of The End of Time, The Mayan Mystery of 2012. We spoke when the film 2012 came out and started by asking what the ancient Mayans believed about the date, December 21st, 2012.
Well, the Maya built cycle upon cycle to create their calendars. They started out with units based on 20, the number of fingers and toes on the human body, built it up to 260, the number of days in the human gestation period, and then built and built and built until they created a long count. It's all going to close and reopen, as you correctly said at the outset. It's not the end of time. It's rather the beginning of a new cycle on the 21st of December in the year 2012.
Well, and so, as you say, it is true that there is a new cycle starting on December 21st, 2012. There's no question about that. But they viewed it, as you say, as the start of another chapter. You say that this is peculiar to Americans in particular, that, you know, goes back to the Puritans. We have this sense of apocalypse that maybe the Mayans didn't.
One thing about we Americans is we take our religion very seriously. And we are very fatalistically directed, I think, from this early Christian seed that was planted in us back in the Great Awakening and the Puritan colonies, this idea that the end is near. And of course, just a few years ago, you'll remember with the occurrence of the comet Hale-Bopp, there was a cult group that thought the comet was coming to take them into the hereafter. So it's a peculiarly American phenomenon, I think.
Well, but in addition to the Y-12ers, who believe that there will be apocalypse on 2012, there are Y-12ers who believe that this date will be some sort of cosmic awakening.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, Robin, that it's either a blow-up or a bliss-out? There never seems to be any in-between for us. Well, if it's not going to be the end of the world, then maybe there'll be a cosmic convergence, a coming together of celestial bodies that will somehow propel us to a new age of awareness. This is a very common idea, and you can at least trace it back to 1987. And I think you and I are old enough to remember the cosmic convergence proposed by Jose Arguelles when one of the cycles of the Aztec calendar would come together.
Was this the harmonic convergence?
Oh, it sure was. And there were people who were holding hands all around the world in different places to await this deliverance.
Tony, I just have to jump in and say that I had the misfortune of having a long-planned trip to Machu Picchu in Peru, you know, a week-long hike, and arrived at Machu Picchu, this incredibly spiritual place, as busloads of New Yorkers rolled up looking for the harmonic convergence.
Yeah, well, I think you'll see something similar. I've already been invited to a star party at Copan and another one at Tikal. So there will be people out there awaiting the moment. And of course, whenever we turn the clock through a cycle, there is this moment when we want to turn over a new leaf. I mean, we can think of New Year's Eve as a good example. So I think this whole idea of the re-beginning, the rebirth of ourselves is always conceived in a cyclic way. How will we make things better? How will we take action? But what I don't like about Shift Happens, great parody on an old bumper sticker, is that it's fatalistic. And I think that we need to pay some attention to this American fatalism, this notion that things happen to us and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, a couple questions, though, Professor. shift happens, the Mayans are gone.
Well, there are some 2 million of them alive and well in Yucatan, speaking 29 different dialects of Maya language. What happened to the Maya is that they just got out of building big buildings and having a long count calendar and a sophisticated system of hieroglyphic writing. And I think that's why we romance them. We look at them and we see this science and mathematics and precision, and we say, why, they're like us. So we admire them. But then I think sometimes we read too much into that.
Well, what about another thing that Y-12ers hold up as proof that Mayans did think the end of the world would come when their calendar reset this coming December? It's the last page of the Dresden Codex. This is a Maya bark paper book from the 14th century, and it appears to show destruction by flood. And they hold that up and say, see, the Mayans had this, what you would call this fatalistic view.
Well, Dresden 74, as we call it, is certainly destruction by deluge. It does appear on the last page, so that's fitting. And it shows deities and serpents in the sky gushing water from heaven. I think most people who've studied that document read it as metaphor. These are, if you will, symbolic warnings given to us about how we ought to try to reconceive and redirect our lives. They are not absolute predictions that transcend time. To put it simply, the Maya message is not intended for us. It's intended for the Maya. And if a Maya priest could rise from his grave, he might say to us, go get your own 0 point. Don't bother with ours.
Well, in fact, there are Mayans, you know, who've survived, as you've said. What do the living Mayans think about all this hoo-ha? What are they going to do on 2012?
I asked one of our guides down there. I take Colgate students down to this area every year, and we do off-campus study. And I asked him what's going to happen. And he gave me the response I actually anticipated, and it fits with what you see in the documents. He said, well, hopefully a new era of peace in the world will happen and we'll have a better world. And this is what we always look forward to at the end of any cycle, whether it be a millennium or a century or a New Year's or even Sunday night when we want to make the week. We have to dread that Monday morning, but we want to make it a better week than it was last week.
That's Anthony Avini, an expert in Mayan culture from Colgate University. We spoke in 2009 when the movie 2012 came out. We mentioned the arrests of 1,000 Chinese Christians authorities there say were spreading panic about tomorrow. Go to herenow.org for a story from Chinese Central TV about a man who has built 7 survival pods. Remember in the film 2012, the Chinese built arcs. And Nicholas Kristof seems to be there in China. He tweeted this morning that it already was tomorrow in China, and he's delighted to live tweet the events. You'll never... Oh, wait, it just cuts off there. Huh. You're listening to Here Now.